The Stevens Point Area Public School District was asking for $23 million over the next 3 years, and voters said no by a margin of 54% to 46%. Michelle Biala is a member of the citizens group that tried to get it passed.
I'm disappointed for the children in our district who deserve and need a real quality education. I'm concerned for the parents in the community because they are left with where to go next and the next step.
The next steps will be painful, according to the district. $8 million in cuts each year. Biala says she's frustrated because the amount of money requested was not out of line with what voters have supported in the past. But given the dismal economy, this year was different.
There may be many people who had to vote the way they did because of their economic status. I think that people are not only strained greatly with the economy, but there are other factors just in living everyday life today as a family, as a business person, that affect the way we vote.
Biala says Stevens Point parents, teachers, and administrators now need to get together to figure out exactly what will be cut and where. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.